Unto You, a Christmas Sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The angel can tell those shepherds and tell us, this child has been born unto you. This child has been born for you.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift before the end of the year. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2011.
Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What we've been doing every Friday for, wow, now as long as I can remember, as much as we can, we've been assembling four soundbites of Issues Etc. audio and giving you a chance to listen, then call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one this week. It's Pastor Joel Basely. What about those who have never heard the gospel?
Underneath that is this idea that the gospel is a chance, that everyone deserves a chance. And if someone doesn't hear the gospel, they haven't had their chance. Now, the spiritual problem underneath that idea of the gospel being a chance for salvation is that it's not a chance for salvation. It's a sure salvation. It's God working salvation in the lives of sinners in order to make them saints and His children. The gospel is not a chance, and I think that's the pervasive idea that most people have about the gospel. We've got to get it out there so that everyone hears it and has a chance for salvation. And that's the terrible root of judging God, that God is unjust if everyone doesn't get that chance or that opportunity.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call and give us your vote for soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote at issuesetc or leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Arthur Jest on comfort for those who are suffering during the holiday season.
I don't know if there's a greater way to at least have some consolation in this time of year than a hymn like this one. This hymn is for those folks, for people who are suffering during this time of year, to see what this time is all about. Rejoice then, you sad-hearted, who sit in deepest gloom, who mourn your joys departed and tremble at your doom. Despair not, He is near you. There, standing at the door, who best can help and cheer you and bids you weep no more.
A little bit of a Paul Gerhardt Advent hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You, from Dr. Arthur Jest in soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote for soundbite of the week, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three from Pastor Heath Curtis. Great theologians write great hymns.
This has been the great history of church music, you know, the Te Deum that's sung in Matins. That's St. Augustine and his father confessor, St. Anselm, wrote that. You know, Luther creates a corpus of hymns. Hilary, the great defender of the Trinity, he's got hymns. Thomas Aquinas, open up Lutheran service book. We got a couple of hymns by Thomas Aquinas, the great defender in the Middle Ages of the reality of the Lord's Supper. They're in our hymns of the Lord's Supper. Our great theologians write our hymns. Compare that to modern American evangelicalism, where the music of the church, the church's worship music, is written by recording artists, people out to make a buck. And so now we've got CCLI, and your church has to pay so they can get these songs and everything. St. Anselm didn't make a dime off the Te Deum. He wrote this worship music so that the church might have it, and that might have it from the church's great theologians, instead of Johnny off the street.
That's soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, December the 9th? 1-877-623-6943. If you vote via the phone, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email. We get them right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page where we've left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray, on the for-you-ness of the Incarnation.
You don't get any more intimate than to be there on your knees in the manger of your church, receiving in your own mouth this Christ in his body and blood. So the for-you-ness of the Incarnation also passes over into the other sacramental gifts. The preaching is for you. The body and blood is for you. The holy absolution is for you. The life of baptism and all the gifts it gives, this is for you.
That's soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray on the for-you-ness of the Incarnation. So here are your candidates and your chance to vote. This break coming up here is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number 1, Pastor Joel Basely, what about those who have never heard the gospel? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Arthur Just, the comfort for those suffering during the holiday season. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Heath Curtis, great theologians write great hymns. Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray on the for-you-ness of the Incarnation. 1-877-623-6943. We are giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the best vote this Friday afternoon, December the 9th. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to leave your city and state if you're voting via the email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite of the week, your vote's on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote for Pastor Joel Basely, what about those who have never heard the gospel? For Dr. Arthur Just, comfort for those suffering during the holidays. For Pastor Heath Curtis, great theologians write great hymns. Or for Dr. Scott Murray, the for-you-ness of the Incarnation. On the other side of the break, your votes for Soundbite of the Week.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of A Christmas and the Baptism of Jesus sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Christmas and Baptism of Jesus sermons.
Have you ever wanted to delve into the writings of the early church fathers, but didn't know where to begin? Well, we have just the resource for you. It's our book of the month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year. You can find out more at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Year with the Church Fathers, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. You know, there is only, I think, two ways for somebody to get an LPR bundle package. One is like today on Friday when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The best vote for whatever soundbite they pick is the person who gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, which, by the way, you may not realize this, we inadvertently change colors. In the I Have Issues t-shirt, went from the traditional gray to the non-traditional white. So it really looks like an actual t-shirt. The LPR bundle package is the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. So now that's good, because now the t-shirt matches the pens, but not the travel mugs. But the pens and the bumper stickers all seem to match. The other way is to come visit us here in the studio, but since no one's here in the studio, you're going to have to call and vote for Soundbite of the Week, or send us an email, or vote at our Facebook fan page. Here are candidates. Pastor Joel Basely, soundbite number one. What about those who have never heard the gospel? Soundbite number two is Dr. Arthur Jest, comfort for those who are suffering during the holidays. Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, great theologians write great hymns. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Murray, the four you-ness of the incarnation. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 9th of December, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Vote via the Twitter, as they say, at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, David in California. He says, they're all great sound bites, but since I can only vote for one, I pick soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, great theologians write great hymns. Songs are a powerful way to deliver proper doctrine. Conversely, songs are also very effective for spreading false doctrine. Such a powerful tool should only be handled by the experts and live in submission under the church, who live in submission under the church. Very well said, David, and thanks for listening in California. Susan listens in Texas. She says, I would like to vote for Dr. Arthur Jest. She actually says she'd like to vote for the blessed Dr. Arthur Jest. It just seems that it would be comforting him all year round, since there is suffering and missed loved ones all through the year. Susan, thanks to you. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Texas. Nancy listens in Athens, Georgia. That's how they pronounce it down there, by the way. Athens, Georgia. I don't know why I know that. I don't even know if that's true. I vote for number two. That would be Dr. Arthur Jest, comfort for those suffering during the holiday season, because it is pure gospel spoken to an individual poor, wretched sinner when they need it most. It is most convincing apologetic out there, in my humble opinion, says Nancy, who listens in Georgia. Merwin listens on KNGN in McCook, Nebraska. She's on the phone. Merwin? Sorry, he's on the phone, Merwin.
Yes. I'm going to vote for number three, great theologians write hymns.
And why is that?
Well, I just have felt for a long time that, words have meaning, and unfortunately most hymns today don't have very much meaning, or very shallow meaning at that.
Yeah, very few words, too. Thank you very much, Merwin, and thanks for listening in, McCook. Mark listens in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for waiting on the line, Mark.
Thank you, Todd. My vote goes for Pastor Murray. I always like Arthur Justin. That was a great program, though the recording, I thought, left a little something to be desired. The Heath Curtis thing blasted it out of the park, I thought, on the theologian hymn writers, especially when you hear that quote in isolation. But the elevation in esteem this week of Pastor Murray went off the scale for his plain speaking of things I know that we believe, but to hear them spoken out loud just stopped me in my tracks, and I'd encourage anybody to listen to that program. It's not flashy, but it's good stuff all the way through. The part about the manger and the Holy Communion, just wonderful, and also the part about the ascension, the 100% human flesh Christ setting a precedent, also a highlight. Pastor Murray gets my enthusiastic vote.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for listening to South Carolina. By the way, we had a hard time picking from that interview just one soundbite from, he's actually a soundbite machine, Dr. Murray, and we had about four of them lined up, and we picked the one we thought was the best out of many that were very, very good. Tom in Racine, Wisconsin says, I vote for Dr. Scott Murray. The for-you-ness is a great invented word to describe an important aspect of the incarnation. Yes, it is, Tom. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Joshua listens in Newport, Kentucky. He says, my vote is for soundbite number one. That would be Pastor Joel Basely. What about those who have never heard the gospel? As it displays the problem in some circles of American evangelicalism. However, the problem isn't just with a chance for salvation. Instead, the problem is with an implicit denial of original sin. Smartest listeners in radio, Joshua, thanks for your vote in Kentucky. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a great way to end the year but begin a new church year. And it's perfectly poised right at the beginning of the church year just for you to begin a year with the Church Fathers. That's the name of this resource from Concordia Publishing House. Also put together by none other than Dr. Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, who we're talking about here just a few minutes ago. It's a day-by-day, not a study, but a devotion with the writings of the early church fathers put together by Dr. Scott Murray called A Year with the Church Fathers. I recommend it to you. Call Concordia Publishing House and order A Year with the Church Fathers. Ask for it by name and let them know you're asking for the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at our website for A Year with the Church Fathers, issuesetc.org. Let's see. Earl in Houston, Texas says, my vote is for number two, Dr. Arthur Jess. Comfort for those suffering during the holidays because I have a major bad attitude to the party for Advent and blow off Christmas. Thank you very much, Earl in Texas. Scott in Mission Viejo, California says, I'm voting for number three. That would be Heath Curtis on Great Theologians. Write great hymns. Pastor Curtis demonstrated very well one of the reasons that great hymns are still being sung many centuries after their composition, while much of modern American evangelical songs have a very limited shelf life. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, Great Theologians, Write Great Hymns.
This has been the great history of church music. You know, the Te Deum that's sung in Matins. That's St. Augustine and his father confessor, St. Anselm, wrote that. You know, Luther creates a corpus of hymns. Hilary, the great defender of the Trinity, he's got hymns. Thomas Aquinas, open up Lutheran service book. We've got a couple of hymns by Thomas Aquinas, the great defender in the Middle Ages of the reality of the Lord's Supper. They're in our hymns of the Lord's Supper. Our great theologians write our hymns. Compare that to modern American evangelicalism, where the music of the church, the church's worship music, is written by recording artists, people out to make a buck. And so now we've got CCLI, and your church has to pay so they can get these songs and everything. St. Anselm didn't make a dime off the Te Deum. He wrote this worship music so that the church might have it, and that might have it from the church's great theologians instead of Johnny off the street.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, Great Theologians Write
great hymns. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. The LPR bundle package, since I have to give it away to only one person, goes to Mark in Greenville, South Carolina. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, just email it to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and I know many of you have, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. We're currently about $48,000 short of making budget this year. Our listeners have already brought us a considerable way forward on that, and we know you can bring us to the finish line. You can support this worldwide outreach by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. Now, for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD that has two of my sermons on it, apropos for the season that is coming. One of the sermons is for Christmas and the other on the baptism of Jesus. Now, thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for supporting us and for listening. But especially thanks for thinking of us at the end of the year. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Colleen Carol Campbell about a label that has persisted for almost four decades in the medical community. You've heard it, persistent vegetative state. She says that label has done more harm, closed more doors on perhaps helpful treatments for people who are said to be in this state, and it's time that we simply get rid of that label and start thinking of these people not as vegetables, but as our fellow human beings, as our neighbors. We'll talk with her about that Monday on Issues Etc. It's quite true that great hymns, those that last, those that endure, those that continue to teach the church centuries, sometimes even millennia, after they are penned, are drawn from great theology. The great theologians who themselves are steeped in the Word of God, from where we draw all good theology. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.